Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
What's interesting is the older that she's, that they both of them have become, the more they jump without abandon, because mm-hmm. they know that the water's going to be fine, and if it is me catching them, that they know that I'll be there. So I think the more we jump, the more confidence we have, and thus that perfect love does drive out fear.
But if we are dealing with our own fear and anxiety, and we know that we need to make that jump, and we need to trust God, and we're still not doing it, how do we move the needle so we can be more bold?
That's a really not only a great question, but a practical one, because I think that's where we all are. We hear these stories of these amazing people that do incredible things, you know, the Mother Teresa's of the world, the Billy Graham's of the world. I think what we forget is that Mother Teresa wasn't really known until the latter part of her life, and her big steps started with really small ventures of just loving people. Billy Graham wasn't known initially, but his small steps were putting up the tent, getting things ready, preaching a message, and it wasn't until, I think it was the LA Times, publicized him that things began to take off. So it really is in the small ventures of helping people or doing something that requires just a little bit of risk to get us out of our comfort zone. I think about just the way our normal day works. We get up in the morning, and from the moment we get up till we go to bed, we're really seeking the path of least resistance. You know, if we go to the gym, we want it to be as quick as possible and the least amount of difficulty as possible. So with that mentality, everything we do is to avoid any kind of discomfort and only move towards comfort. With that in mind, it's really hard to take a risk and trust God, because God is much more interested in our character than our comfort. So anything that gets you out of your comfort zone will begin to help put some, some visualization around what God wants to do. Mm-hmm. Whether that is something as small as, I'm going to push my cart all the way back to the store rather than leaving it here in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually stop and talk to this homeless person rather than just driving one by. I'm going to pay for somebody's meal behind me in the drive-thru. Anything that causes you to think about somebody else other than you, I think that begins the process. It begins us looking out beyond ourselves and then gets us to the point where we can take a bigger leap rather than just a small one.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.